بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن زمعة رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب وذكر الناقة والذي عقرها، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذ انبعث أشقاها، انبعث لها رجل عزيز عارم منيع في رهطه. ثم ذكر النساء فوعظ فيهن، فقال: يعمد أحدكم فيجلد امرأته جلد العبد فلعله يضاجعها من آخر يومه. ثم وعظهم في ضحكهم من الضردة، وقال: لما يضحك أحدكم مما يفعل؟ متفق عليه. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah bin Zam'ah radiallahu ta'ala says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivering a sermon, a khutbah. And in this khutbah, he mentioned the camel of Salih alayhi salatu salam and the person who hamstrung it. In the time of Salih alayhi salatu salam, the people asked him some ridiculous things to perform. They asked him, if you're a true Nabi, then show us such a miracle that you must make a pregnant camel emerge from inside a mountain. Then only we'll believe that you're a Nabi of Allah. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a pregnant camel emerge from the middle of a mountain, right from inside. Despite that, the people still did not believe in him. And once when they were sitting, some of the leaders, then they urged one another to go and see who has the courage to go and hamstring this camel, to chop it off just below the knees. So one particular person, Salih bin Qudar, he was the person who jumped up and he went forward and he did this. So Rasulullah ﷺ was explaining to the Sahaba this particular incident where he mentioned this naqah. Naqah in Arabic means camel. The camel, وَالَّذِي عَقَرَهَا, the camel of Salih عليه الصلاة والسلام, and the one who hamstrung it. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ إِذِمْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا, that the most wretched person, ashqa, the most wretched person of the people, he went forward, he rushed forward to do this job. إِمْبَعْثَ لَهَا رَجُلٌ عَزِيزٌ عَارِمٌ مَنِيعٌ فِي رَهْطِهِ. Rasulullah explains that this person was a leader, he was very strong, he was a strong leader, he was vicious, he was very fierce. So he went and he did this. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ النِّسَى. Then in this khutbah, then Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about women. And this is the chapter we're doing that we commenced yesterday, Babul Wasiyati bin Nisa, chapter regarding being kind to our women folk, to our wives. Then Rasulullah mentioned about women, he spoke about women. فَوَعَظَ فِيهِنَّ, he advised regarding them. فَقَالَ, and he said that one of you goes and he strikes and he beats up his wife, like how a person, a master may beat up and whoop his slave. So, he says, one of you does that and he physically abuses his wife, he beats her up. فَلَعَلَّهُ يُضَاجِعُهَا مِنْ آخِرِ يَوْمِهِ. And then, at the end of the day, perhaps he goes and he has intercourse with her. In other words, he has abused her physically. He did not bother about her condition. He made her cry. He hurt her. He abused her. And now, end of the day, he goes to and fulfill his desires. This is totally incorrect. In other words, Rasulullah ﷺ is admonishing the menfolk not to beat up their wives. We have no permission in Sharia to go and abuse our wives in this manner. So Rasulullah ﷺ explains the foolishness of a person who severely beats his wife and then in the end of the day he goes and has relationships with her and tries to show love and affection then. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثُمَّ وَعَظَهُمْ فِي ضَحِكِهِمْ مِنَ الضَّرْطَةِ. And then he advised the Sahaba and he spoke to them about a person who passes wind, that one should not laugh at a person who passes wind. He says, لِمَ يَضْحَكُ أَحَدُكُمْ مِمَّا يَفْعَلْ. Why do you laugh regarding something you're doing yourself? Now this is something that applies to all of us. In our communities also, somebody passes wind, then you make a big joke of it. It's embarrassing for the person. Of course, if the person knows from beforehand that he has the urge to pass wind, he should excuse himself, go out away, and then he should pass wind. But sometimes it happens suddenly, and then people start laughing. So Rasul shows that you should not do such foolish things, and you should not behave so immaturely. Some person is laughing regarding passing wind, which he does himself. And there was a person by the name of Hatim. Hatim rahmatullahi alayhi was a very great wali of Allah, very great alim. An elderly woman comes to him. And she comes to ask him a question. And when she came there, at that very moment, she uncontrollably, she passed wind. And she was so embarrassed. Imagine coming to a big mufti sahab, and you came to ask a question, and suddenly you broke wind. Hatim rahmatullahi, he made as though he could not hear. So he said, he could not hear. As long as that woman was alive in the town, Hatim rahmatullahi pretended always that he was deaf. And therefore in Arabic he is known as Hatim al-Asam, Hatim the deaf one, whereas he was not deaf. To keep the izzat of the elderly woman, not to embarrass her, he pretended as though he was a deaf person and he didn't hear anything. So from this hadith we learn, the main part was to not to beat our women folk, not to abuse them physically, and even psychologically, emotionally, we should not abuse them. The next hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يفرق مؤمن مؤمنة إن كره منها خلقا رضي منها آخر أو قال غيره رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says, رسول الله said, a believing man should not hate a believing woman. Don't despise her. If he dislikes a particular quality in her, he should try to be pleased with another good quality of hers. So everybody has some weaknesses in them. So you should not just harp upon one quality that she has in her, or one weakness in her. Look and search for her good qualities. Because she's a mu'minah. You're a mu'min. A mu'min should not despise another mu'min. So if you're unhappy with a certain quality of hers, a certain trait and certain weakness of hers, then you should be pleased with another quality of hers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. If we do this, then it'll give you a blissful marriage, give all of us a blissful marriage. Because instead of looking for faults of the wife, and the wife looking for faults for the husband, be happy with some good quality in the spouse. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.